The situation previously always were like this. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Remember that?
Yes. Well, yes, I remember that as a child. Yes,
that has been a situation where people were judged and brought to court for their actions, their deeds, not their words. But Marx's thinking has now created all this weird new offenses. Now you are not being so much punished for your deeds or your actions. You are being punished for your words, for your thoughts. That touches on George Orwell's books and writings, 1984, George Orwell. Totalitarian state, communist state. So actions and deeds were always punished. I can talk like a tornado or a storm, but if I don't do something, I will be left alone. That has been the position. But now, if I use certain words or talk or think badly or derogatory or hateful thoughts, and I utter those words, it can be proven. It doesn't matter that I've done nothing, that I've just been a sack full of wind. That doesn't count. Because that words have been uttered or written down, I'm being held accountable. And I'm now being dragged to court, and I'm being punished and sent to jail for words. Not my deeds, but my words.
Yes.
And that happens when you are in the claws of leftists and Marxists. Unfortunately, worldwide, America and Europe included, governments are being manipulated by Marxists and leftists. And those ideas from Marxism and ideas from radical leftism, it has contaminated rational, healthy thinking. You see it now happen in Europe and America with a what they call critical race theory, and it's also raising its ugly head here in South Africa. Critical race theory is an out and out Marxist idea, and now it is getting stronger and stronger, which proves to you that who is in control of governments nowadays and of the mainstream media.